Turning now to India and efforts to preserve one of the world's most endangered species, about half the remaining population of wild tigers is in India, roughly 3,700 animals, but the number is shrinking. Poaching and a loss of habitat are taking a toll. As a result, no one knows exactly how many tigers are left in India, so every 3 years the government counts them. That is a dangerous business in the Sundarban Delta, one of the tiger's last surviving natural habitats. Reporter Miranda Kennedy went along on the latest tiger census there to see how it's done.
It's a 2.5-hour boat ride to the Sundarban Tiger Reserve from the last village outpost at the mouth of the Ganges. The launch chugs through the vast swamp and forest that stretches over 6,000 square miles across both India and Bangladesh. This is the home of the world's largest population of Bengal tigers, over 600 at last count. In the last week, Indian officials have armed themselves with fiberglass vests, steel helmets, and rifles to enter the tigers' territory and gauge their numbers. Joydeep Thakur is a wildlife researcher observing the census process from the launch.
First they will be getting down on the banks, then they will be putting the nylon nets so that there is at least a barricade and the tiger do not come out and charge at them. The tigers do not attack from the front, they attack from the back. So if you wear mask behind you, the tiger thinks that you are seeing them, so they do not attack you. It's a dangerous job. The tiger may come out any time and charge at them.
Forest officials count tigers by tracking their paw prints called pug marks. They make a plaster cast of the mark in the earth and bring it to a lab where they run it through a computer analysis program. Like human fingerprints, each pug mark is distinct. But there are some experts who say this method is not exact and has led to the overcounting of the dwindling tiger population. Manarul Khan studies the Sundarban tigers for the Wildlife Research Group at Cambridge University.
I think traditionally, the Sundarban population is overestimated because of the availability of the tiger signs, because the ground of the Sundarbans is muddy and soft. It can preserve tiger signs very easily, and it gives an apparent idea that there are so many tigers, which is not true.
Indian officials counter that the alternative methods, such as photographing them or tracking their prey, are not feasible in the marshy and inaccessible Sundarban. And most agree that even if the population is overestimated, tracking the tigers is essential because there are so many threats against them. According to the Wildlife Protection Society of India, 43 tigers were killed nationwide by poachers and villagers in 2002. Shireen Kamal Saeed is a representative of the United Nations Development Program. She says organized gangs of poachers continue to kill tigers for a massive profit.
In the Southeast Asian countries, there's a big market where these animals are treated as aphrodisiacs, and their skin, tooth, skeleton, heart, liver, and other stuff are considered of very high value as medicines.
On the Indian side of the Sundarban forest, human settlements have been encroaching on the tiger's territory for decades. That often causes deadly encounters between villagers and tigers. A.K. Raha is the director of the Sundarban Forest Reserve.
In the past, the villagers considered tigers as their enemies because they thought that tigers are man-eaters. But it's a myth. Tigers are not man-eaters. People who get injured by the tiger outside the forest areas are when the people are trying to chase the tiger.
Project Tiger officials recently began teaching villagers in the Delta region how to confine stray tigers and prevent other villagers from killing them. Rajouri village is some 15 miles from the tiger forest. It's home for Shadrika Mandal.
Before, lots of tigers were straying out and entering our village. They took our cattle. They terrified us. But now we have fenced the village side of the forest area. And if some tigers enter our village, we call forest officers and they trap the tiger and release him back.
There's yet another threat to the tigers, habitat loss due not only to human encroachment, but climate change as well. Recent studies show that the fragile ecosystem of the Sundarban forest is threatened, and that could disrupt the tiger's food chain with dire consequences for tigers and humans alike. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.